stock markets fell as the Reserve Bank announced a higher-than-expected interest rate hike this afternoon. This is only the second election ever where the RBA has announced an increase in the midst of an election campaign. And although this is not within the government's remit, the effect on people who are stretched with mortgage debt will have an impact on Scott Morrison's campaign. Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers was quick to sheet home the blame for this rate rise on the policies of the government during the pandemic.
This is a very serious development in the economy. There hasn't been an interest rate rise for 12 years now, since towards the end of 2020.
I asked Tim Harcourt, airport economist and UTS industry professor, why he thought the bigger rise to 0.35% was happening now.
Yeah, the range was between 0.15 and 4. So it's definitely the higher range. It could be they wanted to get it over with early and move quickly.
Yeah, I understand that the wages growth figures, Philip Lowe is perhaps concerned that that is going to start moving up. And then he's also concerned about inflation getting up to 6%. So that would mean that we're going to see a few more down the line, doesn't it?
Depends if the inflation figure is sort of transitory, you know, related to the war and Russia-Ukraine war and also what's going on in China. It could be that some of the labour shortages in parts of the labour market, he may push wages up. So that's why he's gone for the higher rate than perhaps the market expected.
And you think we'll then see sort of incremental increases over the next year?
Not as much as that, but I think in some ways there are signs the global economy is going to slow with the US contracting, China, the global supply chain issues we've got, and also the war. So, you know, it might be that he wanted to, you know, kill off the inflation genie early before he had to when times were a bit tougher.
And do you think it's going to have a big effect on the election campaign?
Oh, I think it's got to, in the sense that Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg have sold themselves on being great economic managers. Well, they're going to have to explain, of course, you know, I know they don't set the interest rate, but they're going to have to explain, you know, why people are going to be paying more on their mortgages.
But it's been a long time since interest rates went north, and after a concerted campaign from Scott Morrison and Josh Frydenberg on economic management, they're not going to be too pleased with the RBA Governor Philip Lowe's timing on this bigger-than-expected interest rate rise, will they?
John Howard wasn't real happy with Glenn Stevens jacking up rates in 2007. And you're right, we haven't had a movement in interest rates since 2010, so it's a long time for interest rates to be so low. So, you know, you'd hope that a lot of people would be, you know, getting ahead on their home loans. But, you know, your political will be put up rates. Of course, if you choose not to put up rates, that's also political. So the RBA really just has to do its duty.
It's just that I think before 2007, it had never happened, had it, during an election campaign?
No, in fact, John Howard was very savvy. He went to see Ian Macfarlane in the previous election and sort of had a conversation with him, which Macfarlane, reading between the lines, being a good political operator, took it to mean he didn't want a rate rise. And Macfarlane didn't put up rates. But in some ways, that non-decision, or the decision not to put up rates, was also political, just as Glenn Stevens was to put up rates when John Howard went for the next election in 2007.
But at the moment, we're talking about, you know, a gradual adjustment of rates. And looking at some of the figures, people have been actually saving money, you know, socking it away in their mortgage during the pandemic, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that's the saving grace. Apart from that, you know, freakishly high inflation number, the fact that people did get ahead of their mortgage repayments during the pandemic might be, you know, something for the RBA to consider.
So it really mightn't make too much of a difference to most of the people that are having high mortgages at the moment.
Yeah, except people who borrow too much and are, you know, mortgaged up to the gills. For most sensible people, they'll be able to absorb it.
What do you think it might do to the demand for housing?
Well, there's a demand issue and there's a supply issue. A lot of the demand issue is to do with, you know, tax treatment. And that's where Bill Shorten came unstuck last election when he tried to adjust negative gearing policy. And then there's a supply issue, which is the ability of, you know, governments to release land. So there's demand and supply issues working on housing. And I mean, in some ways, interest rates probably puts people off buying houses. On the other hand, it means, well, you've got to get in now rather than wait.
Well, I've yet to meet a real estate agent that will say to you that it's a bad time to buy and get into real estate. So,
well, particularly in Sydney. I mean, I've always thought Sydney's like inoculating yourself for the flu or something. Get in early and then you just, you basically ride that escalator upwards and upwards in the property market. Better get inoculated early.
The adjustment that they're making, there has been already an adjustment from the US. Are we talking basically overseas factors that are running into their decision mainly?
Well, in the sense that the overseas factors are affecting inflation, a lot of inflation's imported, some's domestic, but lots imported because of the implications of the Russia-Ukraine war and the global supply chain issues that we've had during the pandemic, and also partly you're competitive. So, you know, if one country puts up their interest rates, that will, you know, increase the demand for their currency. So we often follow suit in a competitive market.
Dr. Tim Harcourt, airport economist and UTS industry professor, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is The Wire, broadcasting to you from Sydney, around the nation, on the Community Broadcasting Network.